The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
12 years. I never expected it to turn out like this.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Shout out to the community, man. I appreciate y'all.
Dialing people. Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building.
Adrian, the problem wrong, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Low.
You already know what it is. It's the queen, Marky K, Detroit, stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, Ness, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King, I mean of Essex, catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Superman, Plainview, Texas.
Davidian in Buffalo, God bless you all.
Jesus Christ.
Without Chai, it ain't nothing. Without the callers, it ain't nothing, man.
Batgirl, TKO, San Diego, California.
Big Fish, Vegas. Palm Beach, Florida.
Good morning, TV
TV. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, on this glorious Labor Day morning as we're here to discuss some more boxing. Hopefully a lot of you are enjoying your extended weekend, as most of you have Monday off, as it's a federal holiday. And here in America, we definitely have good old Labor Day off. For everyone else in other countries, hey man, I hope you're enjoying your Monday as well. We're here to discuss this weekend's boxing, the big card with Chris Eubank Jr. and Liam Smith. On top of that, we have some very unfortunate news. Brian Bomack McIntyre has reportedly now been charged with two firearm offenses and remanded in custody for pretrial plea hearing on October 9th. He was arrested on as gun allegedly found as he tried to fly home after the Chris Eubank Jr. Fight. And this is according to the Telegraph. This has been reported early this morning at 2:50 in the morning. It was reported that Bomack had been detained after that fight. Somehow, Bomack flew from America with his legal gun. We're going to assume it's a legal gun, right? And these things happen, and they usually amount to nothing, but this is another country. I mean, but we've seen Robert Guerrero flying from L.A. to Las Vegas, and from Las Vegas to New York City for the press conference for Floyd Mayweather, and he got arrested because he flew with his personal firearm. Quite a number of people have been detained and arrested for flying with their personal firearms. The issue is that this is another country, but I'm pretty sure UK and America are some sort of allies. So, you know, there's going to be a little bit of hoopla, but this shouldn't amount to anything. It's just an unfortunate situation as, Brian Bomack McIntyre gets one of the biggest wins of his career, because you're only as good as your last fight. And truth be told, if he didn't get this win with Eubank over Liam, people would try to diminish his talents, their talents as a team, and say, oh, you see, they only do what they do with Crawford because Crawford is special. But we got to remember that, you know, these are the same three gentlemen that took Jermell Herring from, I believe, two losses, turned him around into a world champion, and put him in two big fights. Maybe he wasn't with Bomack at the time of the Shakur fight and the Frampton fight, or maybe he was. You know, I got bad memory. Shout out to Hardeen. But the point is, this win over Liam and in the fashion in which they got it, it just continues to build that resume. The issue is, just like many of their wins, and by there I mean, you know, Team Crawford, Bomack, Isu, and Red Spikes, once they get the win, people diminish the opponent. So now you see people saying Liam didn't look the same. Obviously, there's numerous reports. This fight was rescheduled two times, landing on Saturday's date on the 3rd, I believe. And, Liam had suffered an injury with his back, asked for time to heal, then asked for more time. So, you know, the fight did get rescheduled. So I can see what people are saying. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you walk into that ring. This is the same shit that's happening now with Earl. You know, there's always an excuse. If you've been doing this as long as I've been doing it, you know that there's another phrase that is... Hold on. Tevin, what up? I'm live right now. What, you got some breaking news for me so I can send you a link? So what happened? They swerved you? See, but this is why I should send you the link. You got to say this on live, you feel me? I mean, the video was out. I can send you the video and we could do it another time, though. But yeah, they was on my show. I'll send it to you in a bit. All right, bet. All right. Let me send Tevin Farmer this link. Somebody tell me the link. When did I have Schofield on? Maybe I think my editor already chopped it up. So that was Tevin Farmer. And you feel me? He texts B-Hot, right? Because we had Schofield on. Damn.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Damn, fucking Canna ain't published it yet. Canna, let me see if he could send me the bridge. I don't even know what video that was. We had Schofield on, and obviously they were looking for an opponent. They were looking for an opponent, and Tevin Farmer's name came up. So they was like, oh, yeah, that's a perfect fight. You know, we could do that. So Tevin, I let him know. They told me to let them know. They told me to give him Tevin's number. I gave him Tevin's number. They never text Tevin. And I ain't even know because Tevin called me last week about this. I just was busy. So they never text Tevin. So Tevin reached out to B-Hop to try to make the fight, and he obviously got a response. So he's like, yo, I want to jump on, but let me see the original video before I jump on it. Let me see how fast it was. What's that, like 20 minutes in? What's this? Apologies. This is what happens when you solo dolo. Danny's running late. I'm going to tell him 17 minutes in. 17 minutes in. But you see, I'm out here trying to matchmake, man. I'm out here trying to. I mean, Schofield need to step up. Let's be real. Tevin Farmer's a former champ. Has he fought a former champ? I think not. Even though, wasn't Alberto Machado a champ and they stripped him and made Cuellar the full champ so that Tank could beat him or some shit? Unless I got it confused, but maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I mean, and if he was, I guess he wasn't the true type of champ because, you know, I've never seen nobody get stripped without losing, like, and without cheating, without, you know, testing positive, anything like that. But long story short, shout out to Tevin Farmer. He wants all the smoke with Schofield, and, you know, he's willing to take the fight. Reached out to B-Hop, who should have been messaging him back. See, this is what I'm be saying about these dudes, man. You feel me? Like, Oscar is like, yo, he's Mexican-American, so all these dudes, they be wanting to socialize and familiarize themselves with him, thinking like, yeah, that, you know, he's like me. I'm like him. That's my best career move. Same thing with B-Hop. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm from Philly. He from Philly. Bro, I don't think they do enough. And look, I'm sorry. Maybe they rich, famous, and way too busy, but even Floyd is like, I don't think these people do enough in these positions to promote people. You know, it's like, yo, spend the marketing dollars and help that man get to the next level. Like, I don't know, man. It's just crazy to me the way that this game promotes. But again, we are talking the BOMAC situation, and this weekend's fights. I only watched the main event. I'm going to be real. We were going to do the whole card, and then the studio. We were going to do it in Hardin, and our contact, you know, wasn't available at 11 a.m. when we needed to go live Pacific Standard Time. So we didn't do it. And then I really, like, all the air was let out of my sail when Florian fucking Marku got the knockout, bro. Like, I was trying to get there at 11 to watch that fight live, do a live fight chat on that fight. I thought this southpaw Dylan Moran was about to do some shit. My man got clipped in the first round, man. Bro, I had so many parlays with this motherfucker. So many different ways except getting knocked the fuck out. Ah! That shit hurt. It ruined my whole weekend because I got the Chris Eubank pick. A lot of you fuckers didn't pick Eubank, you know? A lot of y'all went Liam. You feel me? And even Danny, old whack ass, you heard him. I mean, if you was on a betting show, you know Danny didn't want to pick Liam either. I was the one. So that shit hurt my heart because fucking Moran, bro. He shit. Yo, if it wasn't Moran, it was Danny's pick. I'm going to stop listening to Danny. I swear to God, all of a sudden, Danny like, yo, Mikaela Mayer's going to stop this girl. So even the ones that I hedged where I didn't have Dylan Moran in, fucking Mikaela by stoppage didn't happen. So that shit, this weekend was whack, bro. It was tough because of that. Because it's like, you know, you put the money on the bet because it does. I mean, you put the money on the fight because it does make it more exciting. But it also, like, I'm emotional like a motherfucker. So a knockout in the beginning of the fight card, that shit ruined the whole fight for me, man. I wasn't even locked in. I had to go back and rewatch Chris Eubank. I didn't even watch it live. That Florian Mark, I can't believe he shut me up. He shut me up. You know, I thought he was not good, and I thought this was going to be the time where he got exposed. And I know everybody's like, man, this dude's a plus 500, and that's how you're going to get. But he was a decent southpaw boxer, man. He could box. I don't know how. This dumb motherfucker got clipped. He probably going to answer my messages now. Like, yo, you still want that interview, mate? I'm like, no, motherfucker, you got clipped. Want your interview? Fucking up my parlay every which way, man. I was tight. But don't get emotional if you hear this. You feel me? Like, I'm only speaking in the moment. I don't really dislike you because you didn't get the stoppage, Mikaela Mayer, or dislike you because you got stopped, Mr. Moran, because these people, you know, they get these feelings. It's like, whoa, chill. We living in the moment. I put some bread on you, that's all. I'm entitled to be a little bit upset, you know? Fucking knock. That shit was in the first round, bro. He literally lived up to the underdog statistic, bro. My man was a plus 500. That's exactly how he fought, as a plus 500. I was so sad. That's not what I seen. His last fight, he boxed beautiful. I ain't gonna front. And I understood that the level of opposition was gonna be different. I understood that, and I accounted for that. But I did not account for this man. And don't get me wrong, my betting people said it. And look, and it's not like he had never not been stopped. He'd been stopped before. He'd been stopped before. That was a long time ago. And again, He was a, from what I seen, the two fights I seen, the most recent two fights, man, he could box. I don't know how the hell that happened, man. Marku, fuck, man. Got me so mad. Now I need Marku in there with an American welterweight. I'm tired of this dude. He's like the Vic Dartini, let me tell you. That's why I like him. It's like a love-hate relationship, you feel me? It's one of those like, ooh, I want to see him lose, but he's made for TV because of the way he talks. You got to see him. He's like an Armenian mob boss or some shit, the way that he talks. He's I don't know. He could be Armenian or whatever Victor Chinian was. That's what I believe he is. But he talks just like Vic, bro. They're very arrogant. Very, very arrogant. He's made for TV. He needs a nice welterweight fight. Like, I could imagine him saying that stuff, type of shit he said to Boots, but then again, he might not say that type of shit to Boots, you feel me? Because he'll understand he's in there with a top fighter. But he's an interesting welterweight, you know? He's, again, made for television in terms of buildup. He's perfect for that. There was once upon a time talks of him and Connor Ben Lincoln, but I guess that's done because Connor's with Matchroom, which Connor just announced this weekend that he will be fighting on the Richardson Hitchens cards. Just go ahead and check my live feed history. Didn't we say that? You feel me? Even he himself hit me up like, oh, mate, who's your source? I don't know about that. It's like, all right, man. They don't give me no respect. No respect, I tell you. I'm going to show my age. Rodney Dangerfield, no respect, I tell you. No fucking respect. But it's all good because I don't do it for that. I'm not a pencil pusher. Like, I don't write articles, so I don't need to break news. That shit. My video is going to do the same views, whether it's breaking news or not. It's got to be like some shit on, you know, the top names that you broke for it to matter. You know, don't matter. I am thinking about going, because, damn, that's going to be Richardson Hitchens on that card. Zepeda's on that card. I think Serrano, I got to look it up, is on that card. Or no, not Serrano. I'm confusing her with McCaskill. McCaskill's on that card. Now they're throwing him on that card.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They saying they sent an offer to Red Catch. Now, that's obviously not the name that I was floating, which I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed, but that goes to show you. My name of Blair is too much for Connor off whatever layoff he got. I haven't been counting the months, but they obviously think it's too much. He's a southpaw. He can punch. And they choosing to go with Red Catch. Now, Red Catch is durable. I believe like one or two dudes stopped him. You know, I think maybe Danny probably went the distance with him, right? I'm not sure. Somebody did. A couple of people did. So he's a decent name. You know, it's better than no name. It's better than a domestic name. But it's not the best name, right? Like, I'm pretty sure Red Catch has been out the ring equally as long as Conor Ben, if not longer. I remember Red Catch was supposed to get a big Black Prime fight. And that didn't happen because of his promoter, Star Boxing, a.k.a. Joe DiGuardia, and, you know, his terms and the things that he wanted and et cetera, right? So, again, I'm going to watch it because I like Eubank. I believe he's a star. I said that wrong, not Eubank. I meant Connor. I believe, you know, he's got that one big crossover American fight in him. You know, he hasn't done it yet, but he's got it. You know, he's obviously got it, but it looks like he's more interested in, you know, the potential Eubank fight to recreate history. And by that, you know, his father fought Ben. So, you know, they want to do the same thing as the Suns. There's built-in history in there in the UK, so they can buy that. They can sell that, put it on pay-per-view. And again, this is a business, so it's about the best fighting the best, but also what makes the best business sense. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what makes sense. Eubank Ben. I seen Ben, damn, I should have maybe kept that. I seen his response where he just laughed. He's like, hey, Dad, what'd you say? And his dad's like, I have no clue what the fuck his dad was doing. Let me be real. I'm going to literally find it because it was that funny. He just made a noise. Hilarious. But if you're watching this on YouTube, you should be hitting the thumbs up. Helping with the visibility because it's Labor Day and I'm still working, right? I don't care because I love this sport, right? So, I mean, hit that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that don't know. We talking boxing even on holidays. All right, so I don't see. I'm going to have to go through my email. Did I delete it? Fuck. Because I certainly had got it in an email. Let me go. Nope. Let me check Benson. Benson probably has it, right? Michael Benson. And it got my man BoMac, bro. This is crazy. And I get them, you know, someone on that caliber, I guess they feel like they need that versus having security. But I don't understand why people do that, truthfully. It's just like gun laws are different state to state, city to city. Fuck. Definitely country to country. So I don't know, man. They gotta take better precautions, I guess. But a lot of people, you know, I mean, we've seen fighters now saying things like they'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6 and things like that, meaning, okay, so I found that, meaning that they'd rather have it on them than not have it on them and then something go wrong. I'm just like, bruh, I guess the money's that good where you can just, you know, do things like that. But this is the video I'm talking about. And this is Connor's reaction.
Yeah. What are you saying, Dad? Wouldn't have gone past 2, would it?
What the fuck? He said, what are you saying, Dad? Wouldn't have gone past 2, wouldn't it? What the fuck? Yo, Connor Ben's dad is hilarious.
What are you saying, Dad? Wouldn't have gone past 2, would it? Yeah. What are you saying, Dad? Wouldn't have gone past 2, would it?
I don't know about all that. I mean, he is aggressive, and, you know, you could tell that Eubank doesn't like a rough and tough fight. You know, he clinched quite a bit, but he's a beautiful combination puncher. I'm excited to see how far this relationship goes. I just hope that, you know, those listening have been listening long enough to know that I've always been a Eubank fan. I was laughed at for calling him this generation's Roy Jones Jr. And I'm excited to see him with BoMac and Red Spikes and Isu and see how far they could take them. You know, and they've accepted them for sure. They've accepted them for sure because I seen even Terrence giving them love and, you know, congratulating him on the win. You know, he's part of the team now. And this was only 4 weeks. That was something that was brought up by the trainer of Liam Smith. He said, look, what could BoMac teach him in 4 weeks? And BoMac took that personally. I don't know that I'll be able to find you what he said, but he took it personally, and obviously he wanted to get that win. And you know, remember we showed you footage of the towel being thrown at the trainer, or rather Ben Shalom. We don't know how far BoMac wanted that towel to travel, right? But as far as it went was smacking Ben Shalom in the face. But this is what I was talking about earlier. This is Coach Red already, obviously, responding to the detractors, right? And that being Tony Bellew. He says, he won't make excuses, Liam, as it's not his way. But anyone who knows boxing or knows him knows that something was clearly up from round 2 onwards. Credit to Chris Eubank for getting back in there with him. But for me, that wasn't the Liam Smith we all know. So on top of that, Coach Red says, every time we win, every time, it's getting mad old at this point. And what that means is every time we win, you discredit our win and you take something from the opponent. You don't just say, we got the win. And this obviously just recently happened in the Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford fight, which the rematch has been activated. And, you know, we're hoping that happens December 9th or so, so we can get it this year. I mean, Devin Haney did both his rematches in 1 year, right? That was really quick, June then October. So it's not like this can't happen. Hopefully it does. But phone lines are open if you want to talk some boxing. Let me see what else. You know, it was a destruction. I mean, Chris Eubank dropped him twice. Arguably three times, right? Because there was a knockdown that could have been scored a knockdown that the referee ruled a slip. So certainly could have been three knockdowns, and they got the stoppage. So I don't know. Looks to me like it was an ass kicking. Do you think this version of Chris Eubank with Brian Bomack McIntyre, does that can he beat a Jamal Charlo? That, you know, that was a fight that we had wanted for some time now, but it was a fight we wanted at 60. Obviously, Charlo's moving up to 68, but don't forget Chris Eubank has fought at 68 before. So I believe he won an IBO title versus Reginald Quinlan at 68 once upon a time. You know, and if not Charlo, should this version of Chris Eubank with Bomack and Red Spikes and Isu, and remember, he even used the strength and conditioning coach. I think her name is Jenny. I'm not 100% sure. Danny's late. He'll let you know when she gets here. But yeah, should they go for Johnny Beck, who's going to have two belts in a little while? You know, in a couple of months, Johnny Beck would have unified with some dude's name whose name we can't pronounce. And yeah, I mean, who should Chris Eubank go for next? Obviously, I put there in the poll, which the answers don't really make sense, but it does make sense if you think about it, right? It's like, what do we got here? We got, is this the best you ever seen Chris Eubank Jr. perform? Yes, Bomack and team deserve credit, 84%. No, he looked better with Roy Jones Jr., 5%. Eubank and Bomack beat Jermell Charlo, 4%. Eubank and Bomack beat Conor Benn, 7%. And I get those last three, you know, they really may not click, but you get it. Because it's like, if you think he looked good, then why you need to say it? You think he looks so good that he could beat Charlo. Or you think he looks so good that he can beat Conor Benn. But obviously, everyone chose option one. And that is to give Bomack and Red Spikes and Isu their credit for what they were able to do with Chris Eubank Jr. Phone lines are open, though. We got Discord available. Twitter Spaces also available. And our landline, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. We got, thought we had Dre, but he dropped off. Looks like we have Brandon. What's up?
Hello.
What's up, brother?
Hello, Ness. Man, right after I got done talking about how legendary Bomack is during his training for the Crawford-Spence fight and the Eubank-Smith fight, he comes out with news like this, where he's caught in the UK, Manchester, with the charge. And this was right after I got done praising him, saying all these positive stuff about him on social media, regarding the fact that he literally probably one of the best trainers of all time based on those two fights alone. And then I just woke up to the news that he literally got caught in an airport with that man. I mean, I don't think that's a good thing. I mean, it may just be a dramatic thing for the career, but it looks like he's in custody now, and he won't be released until a trial, which is in October. So that's terrible. And I mean, I just wonder how his Eubank and what's his name, Crawford. Just wonder how they're thinking about it, and they're saying that. Did they know that he's possibly – what if they're also accomplices? That's what the detectives are thinking right now. They could be accomplices. They could – maybe Crawford knew about it before that. That's – I mean, if you're at an airport, there's secured – they check all your bags. They check everything that you have to see if anything's dangerous. So that should have been like something that Eubank told Bomack that he shouldn't have that. I mean, I don't think anybody knew that he had that on him. I mean, that's crazy. But, man, I just feel bad. I feel like one of my heroes just literally just, like, ruined his whole reputation just off of that one thing, honestly. Because I literally praised Bomack for so long, and now he got caught with this stuff, and he's facing criminal charges. I mean, that's not a good thing. I don't think I can call him one of the best trainers of all time anymore. Seriously,
you gotta be a fucking troll. Your calls be straight trolling all the time.
I'm not trolling. I'm just being. I literally like a couple days ago. Right.
Let me ask you one question. Is Mike Tyson one of the best of all time? Is he one of the greatest? Is he one of the greatest? Is he a legend?
I'd put him in top five.
All right, He didn't go to jail for worse. He was charged and convicted for a worse offense. You Google it. But Brandon, I'm gonna get to some other calls and give you some information. Okay. Obviously, it is very sad that this is being reported now. So, shit, hold on. That's crazy. He gonna have to do a month. They better get a private lawyer and have a bail hearing in the next 2 weeks at least. A good lawyer would get him a bail hearing in at least 2 weeks. That and I'm gonna be real. 2 weeks is a long fucking time, but no bullshit. We all know it could take that fucking long for a bail hearing. And they trying to make an example because he went to court this morning and they remanded him for a fucking month. They out of control. They could have set a bail. It's like they know he was there on a work visa. You know, he's a popular figure. Like, where's he going to escape to? This is funny as hell that they treating him like this. A month? Holy shit. That's crazy. That's crazy. But let me show you this information. That's crazy. A whole month. And it ain't technically a month because it'll be on the 9th. Actually, it's more than a month. Shit. Motherfucker, ain't this some shit? Statement from the Greater Manchester Police on Brian Bomack McIntyre, who has now been charged with possession of a firearm and possession of ammunition for a firearm without a certificate and will remain in jail at least until a hearing on October 9th. That's horrible. That's just terrible. I hope Crawford and his team could get a lawyer on this shit ASAP. A great lawyer, he should have a fucking bail hearing within 48 hours to 7 days. Let's see that money talk. At around 10:45 a.m. on Sunday, September 3rd, 2023, officers were called to reports of a possible firearm being found in hold luggage by airport staff at Manchester Airport. After initial inspection by security staff, GMP officers attended and the firearm was seized. Subsequently, 53-year-old man was arrested for possession of a firearm and was taken to custody for further questioning. Brian McIntyre from the United States was charged with possession of a firearm and possession of ammunition for a firearm without a certificate. That's crazy. McIntyre attended Stockport magistrate court this morning. Where he was further remanded into custody. He's due to appear at Manchester Crown Court on Monday, October 9th, 2023. That's legit 35 days. That's crazy. And for everybody that's out here making jokes talking about, oh, he's going to lose weight, bro, you can order. Like, I promise you, his team has already, well, not yet. He ain't even get to, he's still somewhere. But when he get where he going, they going to put money in his account. He going to order whatever the fuck he want, all the snacks he can eat. But that's an unfortunate situation. Holy fucking shit. 35 days for that, man? That's going to fuck up everything. Oh, we definitely ain't getting a rematch now. They going to have to push that back. What the fuck? I mean, we in September, 30 whole days, October. Yeah, December fight, I don't know. Shit, that's not bueno. Damn. It's crazy, man, because this how public figures, you know, feel they have to travel, man. It's an unfortunate situation. That's crazy for BOMAC. For real. 53, too? He gonna be all with all the mates in there? That shit gonna be corny in there. They the TV different. BOMAC gonna go crazy. That shit ain't gonna be like being in Omaha jail playing spades with the brothers. He gonna... Shit. Lord have mercy. I'm sending prayers for that, man. That shit gonna be different. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. That shit gonna be different. I mean, maybe it's some bruvs in that motherfucking shit. I don't know, man. Damn. Fuck. Andre Dakota, 33 months. TSA failed in their job. That gun should not have passed through security in the States. The embassy and Homeland Security need to figure something out. Exactly. How the fuck that shit got out of America? How, Sway? How? That's crazy. That shit don't make any sense. Like, it's fucked up. I don't even know. Like, it's true. How that shit get out of America? Like, even if he had it in his luggage, they supposed to scan it for firearms and explosives. Like, drugs is something else, but firearms and explosives, that's fucking insane. We got Keep It Moving $2. This is proof that Earl can make a comeback. Chart increasing. Face with tears of joy. Police car light. Money bag emoji. And then angry face with horn emoji. And I guess he means Eubank winning and coming back from a knockout loss means Earl could come back from a knockout loss. Negron, $2. Derek James planted that firearm in BOMAC's luggage. Super chat of the day. You terrible, man. You terrible. No, there's some rumors about Derek James. I haven't been able to confirm him, so I don't really want to talk about him. Everybody going to probably talk about him. I don't want to talk about him until I figure it out because, I hit my peoples. And he said he was going to hit Derek to see what up. Fats, what up?
Yo, Ness, you know we run around with guns the size of Lil Bow Wow. You know about 8Ks and AR-15. Free that man, BOMAC, man. He ain't do that, man. Like you were saying, how they get that shit past TSA in America, yo?
Word.
Come here.
Word.
Like, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me, for real. Like, that was security shit. That wasn't his shit. He might as well say that was the security shit,
but,
man.
But remember, everybody made a mistake. Like, even if he's charged, but I promise you there's got to be a lawsuit on his hands. Because, listen, he made it through TSA in America, but I've been to plenty countries, not just states, countries. Yeah. You can't get into any country without going through TSA again and your luggage gets checked again. So guess what? That motherfucker got his luggage, went to his hotel, and was safe with his gun the whole weekend. It's when he tried to go back home that he got caught. So they made mistakes everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah. Think about it. You ain't never been to a country where you could just go grab your luggage. You got to go to TSA first.
Yeah, fact. That's why I'm like, dad, like, I woke up and saw it this morning. I'm like, dad, well, how, you know, I know he ain't just by when he got over there. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I know that ain't happening. Like, I mean, shit, unless he got his ear down to them London streets like that, you know what I mean? You never know, though, bro. But, I mean, shit, I heard you say that they said he got to go back to court in October.
October, bro. They trying to make him do a bid. That's a county bid. 35 days? That's a county bid. The judge, I don't know. He got caught with a B&E. They like, man, get your ass in there and sit down for 30. That's fucked
and
up.
And then you overseas. Yeah, then you overseas like that. Like, they don't know how that shit go over there, man. Bro,
they not playing no spades over there in the rec room. Whatever they doing, I don't even know what they doing. I need the Big Knicks, the George Fosters, all you bruvs in the UK, tell me, what do they do in the day room in the UK? Because it ain't going to be do they play dominoes over there?
I don't know,
I'm telling you, I don't know what they going to do.
They for real be doing something. They might, Bo Mac might be walking through that motherfucker. They giving him a round of applause in that bitch. Because, you know, he beat the shit out of Earl Spence. Earl Spence fucked up Kell Brook. So these people probably look at him like he a hero when he walked that motherfucker, man. He probably get hella love when he go up in that bitch. But hopefully he out before the rematch. I think even if he not, he should be. But even if he not, I think Crawford will still be good. The Spence fans, man, they just grasping for straws at this point, man. They don't know. They know damn well he ain't going to win that fight. Ain't no chance in hell. You know what I mean? So we just going to see how it play out. Continue. I mean, I appreciate the call. I'm going to continue to listen.
All right. I mean, let's say he get out October 9th. You still got November 9th, December 9th. That's a full 60 days with Crawford if you really get out on the 9th. If the fight really happens December 9th. I mean, I guess it could happen. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they could still go into that rematch. And Crawford's disciplined at this time. I mean, you know, he just got to do what he got to do. And let Don Juan, this stunner, I think, let Bo Mac get out and come up with the game plan. He going to have 60 days to come up with a second game plan. In the meantime, that's going to give Red... Shout out, Red. I know you listening, even though you don't come on the show. And Isu, that's going to get them time to shine because now they got to take care of everybody. You know, they got to hold down the whole fort. Don Juan, you there?
I'm there. You hear me?
Yeah. A little muffled, but.
Chill. Salute TDD. First and foremost, free Bo Mac at the pen. Not
Yo, you sounding muffled.
Shit. I'll call back in.
Huh? Okay. I think he dropped off. But you know the number to call, 1-425-569-5241, press 1, one time. Don't forget, we got Twitter Spaces and Discord available for those that want to talk. Let me see what we got. Dre, what up?
What's up, man? What's going on?
How are you?
Yo, you remember when you first went to London, how the process was?
Yeah.
All right. So what Bud's going to have to do, he needs to reach out to his senator, Tony Vargas, and Vargas has to put a petition in with the embassy, and somebody from Homeland Security got to fall for this because that gun should have not left the country. Word. They're gonna have to work the UK and the embassy gotta have to work something out, man, because somebody dropped the ball. Yes, Bo Mack was in the wrong for having that piece. But at some point, man, this government got to step up. He better call Tony Vargas. He's the senator in Nebraska and try to put a petition for this man. I mean, he might have to do a little penalty or something, but at the end of the day, that gun should have not left the United States. You know, we travel a lot. I've been in the UK many times for fights, but that gun should have not, that gun should have been caught at Manchester Airport before he got walked out into the city.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, how the fuck they
unless,
let it.
Unless Bo Mack, I can't see Bo Mack flying private to the UK. That's probably the only way he got through with that gun if he flew a private from the United States. But if he flew a commercial flight, that gun should have not touched the streets of Manchester. Me and you have both been to the UK multiple times, and you know how tight the security is. Somebody dropped the ball, and Homeland Security here in the States and TSA need to petition for that man to either have a reduced penalty for him to come back home at a later time. But right now, somebody from here in the States need to take the fall and explain to the UK how the gun left United States and crossed overseas into a foreign land. No. Somebody here got to take the fall for that. So it might work out for Bo Mack if he's good relationship with the senator in Nebraska, but that gun should not touch that soil. Me and you have both been to the UK, Ness. You know how tight the security is.
Nah, for sure. That's why I said it's at least.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
It's at least a lawsuit, man. It's at least a lawsuit because Manchester dropped the ball too.
Yeah, and that's why the embassy in the UK got to work.
Bro, they not supposed to let that gun get in the streets because here we go, right? Like, this is a whole nother scenario. But if that's the case, that means Bo Mack could fly over there with dozens of guns, sell them, and fly back.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, Manchester Airport, Manchester's TSA, they also fucked up. Like,
the two governments got to work together at this point because they both look bad. Their security looked bad for allowing that bag to get clear and be given to Bo Mack. And TSA here, somebody dropped the ball. Somebody needs to fire whoever that supervisor, that airport that checked that bag. Somebody needs to fall for this because that gun should have not touched that cargo of that plane. Plain and simple. But I figured when I heard it was travel, you know, I had to call because, you know, me and you travel as much as we do, man. That shouldn't even happen, man.
Yo, y'all tripping. They say he clearly bought it there. Man, what the fuck? You know how hard it is to get a gun?
You know what? I'm gonna leave them trolls alone. I'll holler at you later, Ness.
Yeah, man. Y'all tripping. But, you know, what my producer sent me is that Keyshawn does have a fight October 14th. So that means he's missing a lot of Keyshawn's, you know, camp, if not all of it, you know. So... it's an unfortunate situation, man. It's an unfortunate situation. It's because, again, that gun should have not made it out of the airport in America. For real. But let me check something here. I am scheduled today. I got to check, but he's probably not a Labor Day guy as he's Chinese, right? So I'm scheduled to have Zili Zhang on the Big Bang, who's going to be rematching Joe Joyce today at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 7:30 Eastern. Join us for that episode tonight. I got...
Hello, Ness. Can you hear me?
Matthew, what up?
Shout out to the Boxing Voice. I'm calling from the new home of Bo Mack, Manchester. I'm going to tell you how this will work for him now. If he went to court in Stockport, he would have been taken to Cheadleaf Police Station, where he'll stay on remand.
How is that police station? Is it, like, small? Does it house many...
Yeah, it's pretty big. Yeah, I've been in there myself. It's pretty big, that police station. So what will happen is there's two courts. There's Crown Court and there's Magistrates Court. Magistrates Court is for lesser offences. If he goes to Crown Court in Manchester in October, if he's found guilty, the minimum sentence you can be given is 6 months, which means he'll be 3 months on good behaviour. So he needs to really get off on this not guilty, because the minimum they can give him in October is 6 months if found guilty.
Yeah. Now, do you think that Manchester, you know, the airport also dropped the ball? Because how was he able to fly from America to Manchester, then take that gun to his hotel?
The security checks is more on the side of the United States, because like I flew to the US loads of times. When you get checked in the UK when you go to the US, and when you get to the US, the checks are not as stringent. So it's on the responsibility of the airport that allows you to leave the country. Now, I'm not sure how the airport security works in America, whether they've seen the gun and said they don't know his destination. Maybe they got confused, thought he was flying, you know, not internationally. But ain't nobody getting fired for this. They're definitely going to do an investigation and try and tighten security, but no one will get fired for it. And I think worst case scenario, he'll probably do a few months in the UK, but hopefully, obviously, he gets sent home. He just needs to say that someone else packs his bags and hope for the best.
Damn.
I don't see, because the UK and the US governments are always on the same page, so you're not going to be able to play them against each other. Not over Beaumont. But yeah, if anyone wants to know where he is, if anyone's listening who knows him, Cheadle Heath Police Station is where he'll be. They wouldn't have taken him downtown in Manchester, because that's the police station you go to once you go to court in Stockport.
Now, again, you keep calling it a police station. We're used to police stations only being a place where the charges get written up.
They can hold you there, yeah. It's pretty big. They can hold you there.
So
it's like the main one for the south side of the city.
So in that police station, he'll be able to get visits, receive mail.
Yeah. 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 Everything like that. Phone calls, all that, yeah.
And commissary?
I don't think they'll move him. Hopefully they don't move him to Strangeways, which is a proper prison. Hopefully if it's just a month.
I mean, why would you get moved to a prison without being convicted guilty? Yo. See, well, over here we got something called a county, where I don't even know about over here. I'm in Vegas now, you know what I'm saying? But in my home state, you know, you get locked up, you go to a police station, that's where you get fingerprinted, you get charged, and maybe you stay there a day to see the judge the next day. If, you know, you ain't getting bailed, they sending your ass to the county. And you're going to have to deal with that there. He's saying police station, so I don't know, man. But Stunner, what up?
Look, you can hear me better this time?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, first and foremost, you know, free up Beaumont. Not unfortunate how that came about. Not sure how he was able to get the gun over there. That's kind of crazy. Like, you have to, like, you know, put yourself through the metal detector and all that stuff, too. So you think that would have, you know what I mean, triggered it or whatever. But we'll see how it play out. I just got a feeling that the UK is going to look out for him. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but we'll see how it play out. As far as, you know, Eubank, you know what I mean, he picked apart old boy, like I predicted. Going forward, I mean, I guess they're saying that this Conor Ben fight is the most likely. But me personally, and like I said, it's a money fight, so if he goes that route, you know, I get your money. But going off of that performance, I mean, there's a lot of belt holders at 60 and 68. Well, I mean, Canelo got all the belts at 68, but there's a lot of belt holders at 60 that I think Eubank can beat. Janet Beck included. And he's already talking. So, I mean, he has a lot of options. I'd prefer one option.
Who else? Because I said that Johnny Beck option after he unifies with the dude we don't know his name. But what other option he got at 60?
Well, Adames, he has, because Charlo's has the actual belt, but he's supposed to be.
Adames is a decent fight. Adames is a decent fight. But, what else? That's two options.
Who holds the other two belts?
You gotta put Conor Benn, though.
Jannebeck got the WBO.
He's gonna do the Conor Benn fight. So you including that or you not including that? Because you know he gonna do that. That's a domestic big fight.
Well, no. That was the first one I said. I'm basically saying, like, I understand the implications with the Conor Benn fight. It's a money fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if that's the route he goes, I understand it. But at the same time, I'm also starting to see the sentiment come out of the UK where it's like, coming off that performance, a lot of people feel like if Ben and Eubank fight next, it's like Eddie Hearn would be throwing Ben to the slaughter. Because it's like, Ben would be coming up two weight classes and a layoff to fight. Well, granted, if he fights on this Richard Hitchenson card, okay, we got to see it happen first. But he'd be coming off basically a long layoff for the most part, just jumping up two weight classes, fighting somebody like Eubank. Well, people aren't going to be giving Ben as much as a shot as they were, you know, previously. But like I said, if that's the route he goes, I understand it. That's the money fight. But me personally, I think he should come stateside. There's a lot of opponents he can fight. Like Caleb Plant versus Eubank would be a big fight. Caleb Plant versus Andrade would be a big fight. You know, Adames, Jannebeck. Let alone, I mean, you beat Jannebeck, you get the WBO. Hypothetically, I mean, you would have the opportunity to possibly enact that mandatory and maybe even face a Canelo. And with a Eubank, if he fights anybody in America who's big enough, he offers that, like, U.S., U.K. pay-per-view. So that's a lot of money there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all those fights, the most appealing is Conor Benn. Like, you know, I hate to say it, like, Adames, you know, he's a great fighter, or should I say good fighter, but he don't move the needle. It's not like I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, Chris Eubank versus Adames. I mean, yeah, it's a good fight. Just like Jesus Ramos and Erickson Lubin's a good fight.
So we got to see. The thing with the Ben fight is Hearn's his promoter. So is Hearn just going to, you know what I mean, throw Ben to the slaughter? Because I don't know if you've seen the video. After the fight, the Eubank fight, Eubank was Ben was also calling out the winner of Bud Crawford Spence too. So he's acting like he still wants to campaign at 47, but then whenever Eubank's brought up, he, you know, entertained.
Remember, Spence and Crawford won't be at 47 unless Crawford wants, and Crawford and everyone have been indicating, even Spence, that, you know, it could be 54. Eubank was already gonna fight Conor at 60. Or a catch weight, I think, of 56 or something like that. So
it was going to be like 57, I think, the catch weight. But I feel like coming off that performance and stuff like that, I would say that Eubank definitely he has a little bit more negotiation power, so to speak, where I would think that he wouldn't have to compromise.
I mean, you know, all you did was avenge a loss, champ. Like, we was going to fight. When we was going to fight, you was undefeated. Like, I don't know what negotiation power he got.
Eubank already had losses on his record. It's not like he, not that he was on.
You're right. He had two losses. He had two losses to Billy Joe and someone else. I forget. But, you know, it didn't help to get another one, bro. That's all I'm saying. Like, how could he be in a better negotiation? Like,
who would you say between Ben and Eubank? Who would you say needs that fight more?
Definitely not Ben, bruh. Ben has been talked about with Manny Pacquiao, with Chris Eubank. You said it. He just called out Crawford Earl winner, which would be a big fight. We've mentioned that fight here before. I mean, he could fight Boots, and it's a big fight. You know that, bruh. You know Ben is the other half of a big fight. He just is.
He brings a country. They both have options.
He has a legendary name. No, they certainly both have the same thing. They both bring a country. They both have legendary names. But I don't know. I think Ben is a little unproven and more exciting. You know, you have that, the mystery of you know, what is he? We don't know. But we see that he's bowling through some of these dudes, you know what I'm saying? Phone lines are available, Toledo Treese. What you mean? You haven't pressed one, bro. Like, you got to press one. Y'all be forgetting to press one. So I'm thinking you at work. You know, maybe you just listening. You got to press one if you want to call in. But let me get the Big Nick here. Big Nick. So how's it going to be for BoMac and the Slammo out there in the UK? Big Nick, gotta unmute.
There you go. Sorry. Can you hear me?
We do now.
Yeah, man. I can't tell you how it's going to be like for BoMac and the Slammer. But obviously, I just want to shout out the UK. Man, we got the 2023 Trainer of the Year in BoMac. So big ups.
What you mean listen, we got? Yo, you terrible, man. Why y'all going to troll this man's misfortune? Talking about we got the 2023 Trainer of the Year.
Upset we have, man. We got him. We finally got one, man. Shit.
That's fucking fucked up, man. Y'all terrible.
But listen, I was just going to say, man, like, anyone who's traveled knows that, like, when you travel, right, like, from a security perspective, the onus of security checks is on the country that you depart. So, like, whatever country you're in, you go through security when you leave that country. But there tends to be, like, most of the time when you arrive in a country, there are little to no security checks unless, like, it's been previously flagged up that maybe you're potentially a security risk. So, for instance, when BoMac would have come into the UK, you've got, like, at every airport, you'll have two sections. You have nothing to declare, or you have, like, goods to declare or something like that. And that's it, literally, when you land. So with Omaha being a gun-carrying state, I'm assuming, my assumption is that, like, when he's leaving America or when he's going through security in America, like, obviously you go through security, it's not specific to the country that you go to, right? He would have just gone through security in general. I don't know how it works over there if you need to have a special permit to fly with a gun, right? And also, I think the big problem BoMac has is he has no certificate, and also he has, like, it says that he was caught with ammunition as well, which may imply an intent to use the firearm. So I mean, there's so many.
But who doesn't have bullets in their gun? Like, ammunition means bullets. Like, why would I travel? But listen, it's 17 in a clip. Like, why would I travel with an empty gun?
Yeah, but regardless, why would you travel with an empty gun? Like, if he traveled with an empty gun, he could say, well, listen, somebody else packed my bag. Or he could say I picked up the wrong bag thinking.
But then we'd be calling him dumb. We'd be like, yo, BoMac really got locked up for a gun with no bullets. Fuck what he's going to do. Point it at a nigga and scare him? Come on,
but Ness, you got to think. It's not about what we think. You got to think is how it looks to the authorities.
What I'm trying to explain is it don't matter how it look. If he traveled with it, he believes he needs it. So if he believes he needs it, he's not going to have it empty, brother.
Well, then, if that's the case, and they can prove and they can say that, listen, you've traveled with ammunition, it looks like you had intent to potentially use that gun, then the 6 months that Matthews is saying is going to be probably twice that at the very minimum, or probably talking like a couple of years or whatever. But listen, I don't know. There's a lot. I'm sure BoMac will have his lawyers on the case, and they will try and see if they can twist the UK's arm into believing that it was, I don't know, it was a mistake or whatever. But we'll see. There's probably more to come out of this case. Yeah, but like I say,
when they say he don't got a certificate, maybe they mean he don't got his gun permit on him or something, but there's no way. Because that man he's not been declared legally insane. There's no way that he traveled over there with an illegal firearm. Like, yo, come on, man. You just said it. He's in a gun state. You know how easy it is to buy a gun? Why the fuck won't he have a permit for the gun he bought in a state where they sell guns? Like, he probably don't have it on him. Like, believe me, that's not a big deal. They're going to be able to fax that shit over. His attorney could fly that, mail that over. Like, it's not that big a deal. If he got an illegal firearm, then this is a whole different conversation.
So in the UK, a firearm is deemed illegal if you don't have a firearm certificate. I know this because... Yeah, I know this because I used to work in that department. So yeah. if you have a firearm and you, whether it be a shotgun firearm, and you don't have a firearms license or
in
a shotgun
UK,
license,
though,
it's deemed
the
illegal.
UK.
The first thing you're doing is you're going to jail. Don't touch go, and then you're going to be processed.
Yeah, but you're saying a certificate for a gun registered or owned in the UK. That's different, bro. Yeah. I'm traveling with my gun from the United States. It's a different law. Like, you're talking about UK law.
He has to carry that permit with him at all times. He has to. Like, if you're coming to the UK, because if that be the case, then anyone could have a firearm and be like, oh, my firearm is in Slovakia, or my firearm is in Greece.
Right.
My firearm certificate is in Slovakia or Greece. Like,
listen to
me. You have to have your firearm certificate here. That's probably one of the big reasons, another big reason why he's in trouble, because they may look at it as, well, A, where did you get that? And potentially, There's a lot to go with this, Ness. There's a lot to go with this, man.
Hey, man.
But listen, anyway, shout out to Eubanks Jr. I just want to see him fight Triple G. For me, that's the fight I'd like to see next. Fuck all this, like, money grabbing, flipping Conor Ben. It don't really do anything for me. It doesn't really move the needle. Yeah, it's a big fight on by name, but at the end of the day, it's not going to do anything for Eubanks Jr.'s legacy. But that's the fight I'd like to see next.
All right, brother. All right, I just can't believe that Bo Mack doesn't have a gun permit and travel to another country. I gotta believe he got a gun permit for that gun. I gotta believe that's a legal firearm. But anyway, Jason, what up? If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Don't forget, on our second show today at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, we'll be having the Big Bang on the show, who's going to be taking on Joe Joyce. Jason, looks like you're having issues connecting. We're going to move on to Treese in Toledo.
Yo.
You.
What up, though?
What up?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm just listening. I seen this hit with this gun shit. I'm like, whoa, gun charges, that shit different. I know it's hitting different when you across, you feel me, in a whole different country. I know it's a little different over there. Cause like up here in Ohio, I'm just like I heard you talking about that county shit. Like, yeah, we got everybody got a county, you feel me? That's some shit you would have to sit it down for up here. We getting a little loose with that shit up here. Cause like, I call us, we the Texas of the North type shit. We got like open carry and constitutional carry and all this shit. You don't even gotta have a permit for real to have your shit on you. Damn. But it's like, yeah, you feel me? Yeah, it's like Texas, like, yeah, this shit serious up here. But like, I don't know in Nebraska how they get down, but I would assume it's the same type of time. But if he was comfortable, I mean, cause I know like if he in Nebraska, I know how it be, you have your shit on you. I don't know, like maybe, he just, you feel me? I'm going out. I'm used to having my fire. Shit, I'm taking it. I don't know how that go. But like you said with the airport shit, though, I don't know how they let that slip through. Like, and if it did, because I know, like, if you don't have bullets, I know you can't take it. It's like certain places you can take your shit. So I don't know how that work. I don't know going overseas, though. I ain't never been to the UK. I don't even know how they treat guns. But I know, like, in New York and shit like that, that's like a... And in New York, it's basically if you got the pistol on you, what, automatic 3 years, ain't it? Off the top, right?
But I don't know, because Guerrero ain't getting no time, and he flew from L.A. or Vegas to New York with his gun. And got arrested, but he got out, and then, you know, eventually nothing came from it.
Okay. Cause I know from what I be hearing, I know New York, they a little more, they be on people's ass about them guns. So yeah, But yeah, yeah nah. I don't know. I just hope that shit work. I hope that shit work out for Buddy, man. Free Bo Mac, you feel me? And on the Chris, and by the way, Ness, I got an E Crow on the fight. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't think Chris Eubank was gonna beat Liam Smith. He pulled it off. Mm-hmm. He looked good. He looked good doing it too.
Massive uppercuts. Crazy.
Massive uppercuts. I ain't gonna lie. He looked good. Bo Mac. Yes, I do feel like the team got it. They definitely, if somebody's saying that they don't deserve credit for the improvement of Eubank, that's nonsense. Cause he definitely didn't look like this. I mean, he's looked good before, but yeah,
people calling it his best performance ever, so that right there says it all.
Exactly. Exactly. But with him, I ain't gonna lie, the Triple G fight, I guess I want to see it if he can get him out. You feel me? If he can bring him out of quote-unquote retirement, you feel me? Go ahead and get it off.
Man, but that shit's so old. He was supposed to fight Triple G when Kelberg fought Triple G.
That you see what I'm saying? I'm interested. I'm a watch type shit, but it's like, I'm just viewing it like... Triple G is Triple G. You feel
is
me?
That who he older, that? I don't Why know. Are you saying Triple G?
I personally would rather see him fight Charlo. If we can, I know Charlo been out of action for a while too, but it makes me feel better if I see him fight Charlo than Triple G. If that makes sense, you feel me? But shout out TBV. Shout out Toledo, Ohio. Y'all know what the fuck going on, man. Be cool.
Word, Trace. Appreciate you calling in. Once again, we are talking Chris Eubank's performance as well, ladies and gentlemen. We are also discussing, you know, Coach Red being frustrated that every time they get a win, that win gets diminished, you know. So, shout out to those people that are giving credit to the team for showing the improvements in Eubank, because he certainly looked the best he's ever looked to me. And I've been a Eubank fan, you know. He's still very, he's still got to tighten up on the D, but this has only been one training camp. It only was 4 weeks, man. You know, so I was just watching that, and I'm like, man, I wonder if he's going to go to, you know, Omaha and train there. I mean, I know that the team has a house in Vegas, so it's really no need. But, you know, I just wondered would Chris Eubank do it. But as I'm saying it out loud, I'm pretty sure he would because, man, my man went to Pensacola, Florida. That shit is definitely not like what it sounds like, man. That shit is like, again, that shit ain't Miami at all. But if you want to call in, the number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1-1 time. If not, it's over. And I'm going to have an early day, and I'll be back at 4:30 with the second show of the day. Let me make sure I ain't leave no super chats before I clear on out. Looks like I got... Keep it moving, $2 Ness. This happens all the time in New York. I mean, certainly having a Guerrero in New York. The Clay, $5, first Super Chat ever, celebrating the first Super Chat ever. Appreciate you. He says, according to my sources, he's saying it's not his guns. He has no idea how it got in his bag. He's asking to check the prints to prove his innocence. Knock it off. I'm not believing that. Keep it moving. $2. That's what I'm saying. You should ask the laws, not TSA America. I have no clue what that is. But again, if that has anything to do with Big Nick's call, I'm just saying that I'm sure Bo Mac has a guns permit or a license to carry here in America. Obviously, whatever he is required to have a gun legally in the United Kingdom, he obviously does not. But I'm sure he's got a permit at the very least for his gun here in America. I would hope. Once again, I would hope. But I guess that's it. Damn. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch me on the next one. Arrivederci.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows a resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.